Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
Absolutely. 6 o'clock on the nose. We're back from Canada. We made it.
We survived.
Let me give you some travel tips about Canada. No, you go there once, suddenly you're like Joe Pro Man. It was a great time last night. Cheap Trick was awesome, and Caesars Windsor couldn't have been better, and we had fun. Well, actually, what happened at the border, you'll hear, and the mistake I made when we went to the, we'll do that around 6:30 or so this morning. Of course, Friday, man, last day for TNT, tickets on the 20s to go see The Who at LCA. I was reading something this morning about Daltrey and him and the relationship between the two of them. Somebody said, you guys must be like best friends. He's like, no, we're kind of like dysfunctional brothers that work really well together. He said they don't hang out. They don't like share the same interests, nothing.
That's wild.
Yeah. All these years, you would think they'd be like buddies after 50 years. And he's like, meh. I see him on stage. I know where he's at.
So 620, 720, 820, and 920.
Yep.
Just be caller number 31, and you'll win tickets to go see the show.
They go on sale today, by the way. I think it's 10 a.m. We'll have to check, but it's 10 a.m. at LCA on May 28th. So lots going on this morning. We'll get to that. We got Women Who Rock. We got Battle of the Burbs. We got the Disney on Ice tickets for you. We got House Money. We got our Friday six-pack. We get snow coming tomorrow, so we'll get you guys some bread and milk. We'll take care of that, too. Lots going on. And what's coming up in sports?
Michigan State faced off against Nebraska last night. The big question, did their winning streak continue? I'll tell you.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Buttery and nutty and perfect for fall and Thanksgiving.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's house 606. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Michigan State was able to get the job done thanks to big points from Cassius Winston. The Spartans junior point guard scored a career high 29 points to lead number 6 Michigan State to a 70-64 win over Nebraska. They've now won 11 straight games and 19 straight in Big Ten play. That sets a new school record. So they come home on Monday, and they're going to play number 19 Maryland, and they're on a tear right now, too.
If you're the Spartans right now, it's kind of like, though, you're getting straight A's in class, but your brother is getting straight A's and is the valedictorian the way Michigan's playing. It's like, well, look at us. Well, look at them. Yeah, it's a good problem to have if you're a basketball fan of Michigan.
Speaking of Michigan, they're in action tomorrow. They're going to take on Wisconsin. That's a noon start. Pistons hosting the Heat tonight. LCA. Wings are in Calgary to take on the Flames. The puck drops for 9 o'clock for that one. And then did you see this yesterday? I thought we got rid of Urban Meyer, and I was like, yay, because, you know, we, as Michiganders, hate Ohio State.
Right.
Sporting News says he might be coming to a TV near you. He's been talking to Fox Sports and is reportedly nearing a deal to make the
he'll be their lead analyst.
Yeah.
Yeah. For I'll tell you right now, and anyone listening, I've heard these stories from a couple different people now. Within 3 years, once he gets past all this stuff and he gets his health back, he'll be the next head coach at USC. Because they've said that they'll give him whatever he wants. It would work. I mean, yeah, have him out there. Then you have to wear a sweater vest with no shirt underneath.
Take on Tito. Just a reminder, of course, the big football games are this weekend, and you can take on my 2-pound chihuahua and win prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka just by texting the keyword Tito, T-I-T-O, to 248-398-9279. You could even win a trip for two to Hawaii in our company-wide contest.
I'm looking on the VIP thing. There are picks, and I think Tito's in second now. Is Ryan forgetting to do his picks or something, or did Tito just catch up to you?
Well, you're in first. Tito's in second. I'm dead last because right. I'm pathetic when it comes to picking games.
Somebody from here who's playing along, I thought I was doing really well. I have 173 for the year. Someone is killing it in Detroit. Some lady, I cannot remember her name right now, but my God, she's like all over everybody. She's in the national ranking.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's absolutely killing it. All right, speaking of the big games, of course, you got NFC and AFC championship games. It's kind of cool. Our buddy does this every year for us. JY, James Young from Styx, the lead guitarist for Styx, is a huge football fan. Now, ironically, he's a Bears fan, but he won't top double doink. We can't mention that to him. Other than that, we can talk football. So we thought we'd share this with you. AFC and NFC. So when, before you make your picks, here's JY. This is really James Young from Styx, his picks for the AFC.
The only games the Patriots have ever lost in this round have been away games, but I do think the Chiefs have the firepower. They've got the defense, and this kid Mahomes is amazing. So I got to go with Kansas City in the freezing cold.
Okay, so he's got KC and the ACC.
Ah.
Now for you, I know you're a Rams fan. NFC side, who does he pick?
You know, Los Angeles looks awesome. They really had one heck of a game last week, and but particularly that dome gives the Saints a big advantage, and Drew Brees has never lost there, so I got to go with the Saints by a field goal.
Okay, sorry. That's what Jay White's picking. So he's got the Saints and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Could happen. Did you see you singing the national anthem for the Saints?
Isn't it Gladys Knight?
No, no, no. That's Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Buffett is singing it Sunday.
What?
Oh, yeah, come on. They're pulling out all the big guns, man. All right, take on Tito, though. Again, Aaron mentioned it. Text us. Keyword Tito. All right, Jay White, you did the pick, so at least we could do is play one of your damn songs.
Oh, mama, I'm in.
Take off.
Take off. Through the rainbow.
Oh, we did it. We're back. We're international travelers, ladies and gentlemen. The show knows no boundaries within 20 miles. We made it. Thanks for all the advice. Yeah, jet lag.
Jet lag is killing me.
The international, when you cross over the international timeline, it's exhausting, Aaron. See, you probably don't know this because as many times I've been to Canada, I'll tell you, let me give you some travel tips about Canada.
Oh, shush. You are not an expert now because you went to Windsor one time.
You mean my people? Don't speak ill of my people. My neighbors to the south. We're one in the poutine. My blood brothers. They have Tim Hortons up there. Did you know that? Crazy. It was fun. Had a great time. Caesars Windsor and Cheap Trick last night was awesome. Can't say enough to everybody at Caesars Windsor. We had a blast, right? Everybody had a good time last night.
It was lovely.
Good day to get over there. Met some of we met Jeff, and then Marilyn, right?
Marilyn
came up and said hi to us to the show as well. And then you were talking to a couple other people, right?
Yeah, Jennifer and Bill, and then Dave as well. Big fans of the show. Had a chat.
Big fans of you guys for listening every morning. God bless you. Thank you so much. So, the thing that we were all nervous about was what? Crossing over the... I was nervous about going up and showing your ID when you pull up.
Wait a minute. You said the thing we were all nervous about.
Okay, I was nervous about.
There you go.
But now, you know, I look back as an international traveler, and I appreciate that. anyway, I stuck my recording device in the visor as the guy was... We pulled up. And I recorded. Now, you got to listen closely because I couldn't really tell the guy, hey, could you speak up? We need to play this on the radio tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah, we're recording you.
We're recording you. Can you speak up, please? But this is actually how it went down yesterday, the first time crossing over into the motherland, as I like to call it now, my friends in Canada. Should we come forward?
Yeah.
Morning, sir. We're going to go to Caesars Windsor for a cheap trick.
So what are you doing here at the bridge, not the tunnel?
Why did you take the bridge? It's my first time coming to Canada. I wanted to go over the bridge. I'll remember that next time, sir.
What do you guys do for a living?
I host the morning show at WCSX, the radio station.
I'm the producer of
the
show.
He's our producer, so.
How long are you staying, guys?
We're staying the night. We're coming back tomorrow morning.
Now, anything coming over? Anything that should?
Nope. No, sir.
Okay, have a good
great deal. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We made it. We're in Canada. Made it through. He was so nice.
See how nice Canadians
are? They were so nice.
Okay.
They've got McDonald's in Canada? Whoa! All right, we're in Canada.
There you go. We made it, man.
What he was saying, because why didn't you take the tunnel instead of the bridge? And like, it was the first time we want to take the bridge just to see it. And he gave us a look like, what is wrong with you? Take the tunnel.
I do have one piece of advice. Next time we go over, when he asks if there's anything illegal in the car, wait, after you say no, don't look over at me like, did you bring anything?
I was like, no, dude, I don't have anything. Again, if you've ever seen the movie Midnight Express, Ryan, when he gets up to any of authority figures, you started sweating and panicked.
I didn't even look at him.
He didn't.
I looked straight ahead the whole time.
Don't ever go anywhere of authority with our producer,
but see,
Ryan.
If that doesn't make you seem like you did something you're not supposed to be doing, I don't know what
does. That's what
exactly.
I'm saying. That's why I was like,
that's
what
why
are you
I
doing?
Get dogs brought out on my cars and stuff because I look like I got pounds of something in my car, but I'm just a nice little innocent Rai.
Oh, shut
up. Wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, you tell we're all kind of loopy this morning. That you're calling yourself Rai on the air. Okay.
What?
Hey, Liz, your son needs some sleep. It's 6:36, man. So, yeah, we made it across. Everybody was good there. I do have a quick question for the listeners. Okay. It involves going to the casino. Ryan mentioned something to me last night. We were talking about this. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm curious if anybody's ever heard of this. We've heard of it. But is it true? You were telling me there are coolers. If you're really kicking ass in the casino, they will bring somebody out next to you to distract you or maybe just kind of throw you off your game a little bit or to monitor what you're doing. That can't be real.
Ryan, you watch too many movies. That's
you're saying
a myth.
It happened
to me.
It's a myth.
No, it happened to me.
It's an old lady that sat next to you.
It's a movie with William H. Macy. Shut up, Ryan.
It's a real thing. I'm telling you. Look it up.
And then if you win too much, you know what happens?
What's that?
Robert De Niro comes, and they take you in the back of the casino, and then they beat you in the knees with a hammer and pound your thumbs.
Guys, that can't be real, right, about the cooler? They can't be. No, it's not.
Happened to me.
Go watch Casino and get some sleep.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
That's it. I'm going to be right outside those doors. The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's house, 649, 31 degrees, 33 for high today. Snow tomorrow, 3 to 5 inches, depends where you live. Should get out of here by about 4 p.m. Okay, coming up in 10 minutes, Disney on Ice. We'll have a family four-pack for you. We do something for your family every morning at 7 a.m. And we go from ice to coolers. Our producer, Ryan, we went to Caesars Windsor last night and had a great time over in Canada. And he was telling me that there are such things as coolers.
Now, if you don't know what a cooler is, it's a person that is reportedly hired by the casino because
you're doing air quotes to this, by the way,
because they're very unlucky, and so they have them come by you if you're on a hot streak so that you quit winning.
You and I don't believe this.
No, it's a movie.
It's a movie. Ryan, however, you sticking to your guns?
Oh, 100%. It happened to me.
Because wait a minute. Now,
what?
Okay, so you're playing at a casino, and then what happened?
I was playing roulette.
Okay.
And I was up like to like $3,600. And I was couldn't stop winning. It was ridiculous. And then all of a sudden, this older lady came up next to me and just immediately started talking to me and asking me how I was doing, what numbers was I playing, all that stuff. Then I started missing draws, missing spins, doing all that. And next thing I knew, I lost like a grand.
248-398-WCSA.
And then she just left.
Has anyone ever really heard of a cooler at any casino? So you're saying it's highly unlikely that an old lady's going to be at a casino and talk to you. And you're also telling me that the casino has an old woman who sits in the back and they're like, Ethel, you're up.
Ethel.
Go on out there, Ethel. Get table four.
In my defense, how many older ladies have you seen standing in a big group around a roulette table? If anything, they're playing the virtual ones.
All right. I can't argue that point. Everything else sounds ludicrous. 248-398-WCSX. Although we did get a text message.
Yes, it says, I worked at a native casino in Wisconsin for 21 years. Table games department does indeed have what the house calls coolers. We referred to our person as the Terminator.
Seriously? Come on.
It's a real thing,
it's
man.
It's
a real thing.
The cooler. What a great job. You can't tell anybody what you do for a living. You just go out and distract people. With your ADD, they could bring in a squirrel, anything, man. If Aaron's on a hot streak, they bring in a squirrel and put it next to her. She's like, it's so pretty.
And then I lose everything.
How much you want to bet? I like money than squirrels.
And McChickens.
McChickens. That's it. The squirrel's holding a McChicken sandwich, and Aaron is screwed.
Oh, my God.
She's done. When I'm in your house, I bet it on a McChicken sandwich. The squirrel told me. Disney on Ice coming up. CSX Big Jim's house. Hey, congrats, Terry St. Clair, our Disney on Ice winner. We will, of course, have something for you next week at 7 o'clock. It's Friday, and we got something for you right now.
Extraordinary women doing extraordinary things. It's Women Who Rock with Aaron V.
You've been talking about this lady in the office, and the more I hear this story, this is one of those you got to take some time and listen to the entire thing.
Her name is Amy Wilson, and she is been sober now for 5 years, so congrats to Amy.
Good
for
job,
that.
Amy. Yeah.
She at one point OD'd. She went through a whole lot of stuff. She was like seriously addicted to drugs.
Wow.
So she gets her life in order, goes through the 41B drug sobriety court in Macomb County, which is a really cool program, by the way. They work with people who have drug convictions to get them back into society and be clean and sober.
Okay.
So fast forward, she goes through this court system. She is now a life coach there.
Really?
After everything that she's gone through, it's amazing to hear how she talks about her personal experience and how she helps others.
I just think back to when I wasn't ready. It doesn't matter who you would have put in front of me. I don't think I was even capable of hearing them. You know, I don't think that it's even really someone's fault. I just think if someone's starting to like laugh and be happy and have passion for something, then they're getting better. If someone's passionate for something, they're not going to want to use. I want to help them to create a life that they can enjoy so that they won't want to use, because I promise you, these people that are using compulsively, they're not having any fun.
Now, when she talks about creating a life that they enjoy, this woman is dedicated. She takes people to job interviews. She helps them fill out paperwork. She takes them to yoga classes. I mean, she is hands-on.
That's amazing.
Trying to find something to help these people who are trying to lead a clean and sober life get back on track. Her story is incredible. If you want to hear it, just text the keyword WWR to 248-398-9279. I'll send you the link right to your phone. Then, of course, Cindy Shelter Salcido joins me from Turning Point Macomb. We talk about caregivers, the amount of stress that they're under, people who take care of their parents and sick loved ones.
Rob Lowe had a thing about that, right? Yep. Taking care of his mom.
Yep. We talk about Lady Gaga getting heat over a collaboration with R. Kelly.
Okay.
And we talk about, it's really controversial. You'll just have to listen to it. Text WWR to 248-398-9279.
That's also the same number you need to text if you want to nominate somebody. If there's somebody in your life, in your church, in your civic group, in your school, whatever it is, someone that you want to tell us about, that same keyword, there's a link right there to email you, right?
Yes, because most of the people I feature in Women Who Rock have been suggestions from our amazing listeners.
So check it out, 248-398-WCSX. Same number you used to call us at the radio station. You text us, and the keyword you will send is...
WWR.
Okay, time to give away free concert tickets.
What tickets do we have? Tickets on the 20?
Oh-ho, coming up at 720 this morning, tickets to go see...
The Who. They're going to be here in May at LCA. Woo!
This is the one with the whole symphony orchestra, right?
Indeed.
Okay, so this is coming up. You know when it is going to be there.
How do I get those tickets?
Tickets on the 20. Coming up in...
CSX Big Jim's House, 715. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 33 for a high today. Snow tomorrow, you know that. 3 to 5 inches of snow, mainly by... it'll be done by around 4 p.m. Okay. This week, I don't know what's going on. By the way, tickets on the 20 coming up next after Seeger. So you can get those tickets to go see The Who. Been a lot of fast food news. I mean, there's like, you know, talk about new menu items. We always get that. And then you had the issue with the woman in Ann Arbor at the Subway who put her feet up on the counter and somebody videotaped her, right? You had that one.
Nasty foot lady.
And then you had the KFC thing where the person flipped out. Hey, Brian, can you put that keyword up there too for whatever that one, that those stories? Remember, the guy pulled up and the lady wasn't wearing a hairnet and she had long hair and was feeding KFC and she threw the KFC at the guy.
Oh.
Yeah, she got really mad. But this one... this is in Aaron's wheelhouse. This person pulls up to a McDonald's drive-thru to get their breakfast order. Now, you have to watch the video. We want to qualify this. When you watch the whole video, there is a lot of not safe for work language in this. We've trimmed down just a smaller portion when you hear this person. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword there is...
angry.
Because they are very angry. Now listen to them, because they are not happy with the order and they ain't having none of this.
What is this right here? Don't play with me. What's this? A crispy chicken McGriddle? Because I asked for a sausage McGriddle. What's this? This is ridiculous. What is this? A crispy chicken McGriddle? I swallowed that and put that in my stomach. I need to talk to the sandwich maker. I need my sandwich freshly made and sausage McGriddle. Period.
What's this? Aaron, what's this? We actually put together some of their best what's this. Wait a minute, I got it right here.
What is this right here? Don't play with me. What's this? What's this? What is this?
What is this? They are mad about their McGriddle, Aaron. You've been there.
No,
you're a McDonald's lover.
I never condone that type of behavior against any McDonald's employee.
You would never pull up if they got your order wrong and suddenly go like, hi, Aaron, what's going on? What's this?
No.
What's this?
I would be polite.
That person is going to host their own game show called
What's this?
Right? That's all they're going to do is like, there's going to be something. What's this?
It's going to be like mystery food.
Exactly. Is this a McChicken or is it a Whopper?
What's this? What's this?
Listen to this person and start thinking about it. You got to watch the video too, the whole thing. Again, not safe for work, but it's pretty hilarious, man, because they are so animated. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
angry.
No, one more time.
What is this right here? Don't play with me. What's this? A crispy chicken McGriddle? Because I asked for a sausage McGriddle. What's this? This is ridiculous. What is this? A crispy chicken McGriddle? I swallowed that and put that in my stomach. I need to talk to the sandwich maker. I need my sandwich freshly made and sausage McGriddle.
A service what? I didn't catch that part.
Serve us something and then angry about the whole thing. We do have Bob Seger's comments.
What is this right here? Don't play with me. What's this? What's this? What is this? What's this?
To the look.
East side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Players on the phone, ready to go?
Yeah.
Woo! All right, Carrie representing the east side, Tina downriver, Chris the west side. Carrie, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Tina, you will yell out down. Chris, you will yell out west. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you're loud so everyone can hear you.
All right, Tina, was that the you that did the woohoo?
No.
Oh,
that was Carrie.
Oh, that was Carrie. Okay, we got an east side woohoo. I'm just trying to keep track of my woohoos this morning. All right, Carrie, woohoo. You're awesome. All right, here we go.
All right, question number one.
Woohoo!
The auto show keeps rolling out greatness, including the brand new 700 horsepower GT version of this popular sports car from
East.
Ford.
East.
Carrie.
Mustang.
Wow. You hear that? Carrie is quicker in brown liquor right there. Okay, east side. Woo! Carrie, woo. Question number two. 60 years old and about to be a dad. That's the news from Nikki Sixx, the former bassist for this rock band.
West Side.
Chris, what do you got?
Twisted Sister.
What was that?
Twisted Sister.
That would be a no.
No.
You know who for you. Let me see. Carrie, Tina, you want to take a guess at that?
I'm having a brain freeze.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. We'll go Motley Crue. Motley Crue. Faces like ski slopes, 2 feet of bass and a foot of powder. A lot of makeup on those guys. Anyway, all right, we go. So East Side's got one. Question number three.
A 27-pound tub of mac and cheese is now available at this wholesale chain.
East.
Carrie for the win.
Sam's Club.
Carrie, did you say Sam's Club?
West Side.
No, hold on. Who's next, Ryan?
West is next.
All right, Chris, what's the answer?
Costco.
There we go. All right, so East Side and West Side tied one apiece. Here we go. Chris and Carrie, this is for you. The tiebreaker question. You got it, Aaron?
Yep. Here we go. A 13-year-old was just offered a scholarship by Jim Harbaugh to join the football team of this university.
West Side.
West.
Chris for the ween.
U of M.
There it is.
Carrie, that was so nice.
Tina, give us a... Carrie, can you give us a sad woo?
Woo.
Carrie, I love you.
I love you guys, too.
You guys are great, man. All right, Chris, you're going to the auto show, bud. Thanks for listening. Give us a what's side. CSX, Big Jim's house, Steppenwolf. 8:05, 31 degrees. You still got about 9 minutes. Text in the keyword for Big Jim's house money. That would be
Begin, B-E-G-I-N. If you don't have the WCSX app, you need that, though.
Okay. And cash the keyword to get that to you. We got keywords everywhere this morning. Now, our Friday six-pack, in honor of the auto show, kicking off, they got the car prom tonight, and then it'll be open all weekend. We got running songs, but there's another ulterior motive there. It was in honor of the electric car that didn't run when they went to push it out. It just kind of meh when the guy was I think he was on stage at the time waiting to bring it out. We have the video on the garage page. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's like every car company's nightmare when you go to unveil it to the press and it didn't run. So we're working on running songs. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. That is our studio number. You can call, text us, make suggestions on our Facebook page. Based on our trip to Canada, our theme song this morning will be Running on Empty. So we made it. Made it over. The ambassador yesterday and spent the day at Caesars Windsor and saw Cheap Trick last night. Rick almost said hi to me. He said a DJ's here from Detroit. I'll take it. Close enough for government work. He goes, I forget his name. I'm old. And then he just kind of like, meh, went and played. Everything went great. We had a great meal last night.
We had poutine. It was wonderful.
It was fantastic, man. Oof. And then our lovely producer, Millennial Ryan, when we get up to the... I'm nervous enough about crossing over. And Ryan all of a sudden turns into, like, the mule. Like Clint Eastwood sweating next to me going, you're the... You did. You completely freaked out when we were going up the bridge. Not about the bridge, but going to do that.
I felt like I was going to rub the pants off of my thighs because I was just rubbing my hands there so much, just making sure. And then I'm starting to think of what listeners said. I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing every single one of those right now.
That was the dumbest thing we've done on the show. We do a lot of stupid stuff. But to spend an entire show talking about how you can get busted at the border and then go cross over the border. Yeah, he looked straight ahead, Aaron. He was rubbing his thighs. He was in his jeans. I mean, it was like,
I can't do it. Authority figures, man. Anytime.
And the guy at the gate goes, so what do you guys do? And I said, well, I host a morning show on CSX. And Ryan Speck went, I'm a producer. Do you guys have anything you shouldn't be bringing here? No. And then I looked at Ryan when the guy goes, anything? And I looked at Ryan like, him? I'm not sure about this one. I'm a producer.
You know what's funny about this is for a whole week, you've been so nervous about going over there, and it's this one over here.
Our millennial here. You know what's funny, though, that now that me and my Canadian friends, I mean, I look back on the heady days of, you know, a Canadian's a great day, getting that pizza and just sitting down and watching SportsCenter that's spelled R-E instead of E-R. My friends in Canada, they know that's kind of, I don't know if you understand the whole Canada lingo I'm throwing at you, but I feel like I'm one with the Canadian people after.
Because you spent 7 hours in Windsor?
Absolutely.
You shut up, producer boy. You're out of this one. I'm a producer! You don't have to, it's not about time. It's about quality, Aaron. So that's all it is, man. It's quality, not quantity. Stepped over the border. Trudeau was there to meet us. He shook our hands. That's not true. No, it was fantastic. Right? We all had Caesar's Windsor. By the way, Caesar's
beautiful
Windsor.
Beautiful place.
Top notch.
Beautiful.
That was spoiled rotten there. We got a Canadian on the phone. Kevin, how are you, man?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good,
we're
man.
Awesome.
Good, buddy.
So, how'd the trip go?
It was fantastic.
I told you we're as bad as France. We'll let anybody in.
Obviously. Now Jim's claiming Canada is his own country.
You're my people, Kevin. We are one. Now, is this funny or mean? I have a question for you, Kevin. On the way back this morning when we were driving over the Ambassador Bridge, Ryan, our producer, our young millennial, is very nervous of heights and bridges as it is. As we're driving up the bridge, I looked over at him and said, do you realize this bridge is so old that they're saying there's a 10-to-1 odds that there could be a hole in this bridge in the next 3 years? So we get to the very top of the bridge, and I took the wheel, and I snapped it back and forth real quick to make the car shake. He grabbed everything in the car and didn't breathe for about a minute. Is that mean or funny?
It's funny. Oh, yeah. Here's something about the bridge. The U.S. side is on wheels, so that when the tire expands, the bridge can move, but there's not a stop, so that the wheels can actually, if the tire expands too much, the American side could actually drop off.
No.
Oh, yes. Okay.
No. Look, we're having enough trouble with cooler talk this morning. No. Is that real?
Yeah.
All right. Kevin, we got to run, man.
Okay, glad you guys had a great time.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thanks for calling, Kevin. No, that's not true. Have you guys ever heard that the American side of the Ambassador Bridge is on wheels?
No.
I didn't even know that was possible. Bridge on wheels?
So you were driving over a bridge that could have had a hole in it and could have rolled into the Detroit River. Do you realize how dangerous it was this morning, Ryan?
Yeah, especially when I'm trying to wake up. You swerving all over the bridge.
You almost called me something really bad on the air, didn't you? You almost called me something really bad on the air, didn't you? Okay. All right. 248-398-WCSX. You got to look that. We're going to look this up and find out. The Ambassador Bridge is on wheels on the American side. He was just messing with us, wasn't he?
I hope so.
You know, my Canadian friends, though, we have such a wacky sense of humor.
Oh, my God.
It's hard for you American people to really understand it. CSX, Big Jim's House, 8:45. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, wrapping up our Friday six-pack. You guys were awesome. Thank you for all the suggestions, emails, text messages, and tweets. We will definitely do that again next Friday, but...
Extraordinary women doing extraordinary things. It's Women Who Rock with Aaron V.
This is an interesting story in a lot of layers, but this lady is amazing, first on where she came from, but even more importantly, what she's doing today to help people in the Motor City.
And another CSX listener, an amazing listener, had sent me a link to an article that mentioned Amy Wilson.
Oh, I didn't know somebody reached out to give you a heads up on that.
Yes,
that's cool.
There was this brilliant article in the Free Press about the 41B court in Macomb County. Well, they have a drug court. It's a sobriety court, so people who get in trouble with drugs get a second chance at life. Well, Amy Wilson, who you're going to hear from, actually went through the program, and she is 5 years sober.
Wow.
So what does she do when she gets through the program. She's sitting there contemplating what's going to happen.
I never had the intention of working with people in recovery as a job. It's just kind of something that was like my life's work, but then I'll do whatever I do as my job, you know?
Right.
So I really talked about it and I really prayed about it, and I felt like it was right for me, so I took the position, and it's been great. It's a dream job. It's what I would be doing with my free time anyway, and I love it.
Amy is a life coach. She's taken her personal experience to help people who are trying to get sober and clean on the right track. She is amazing what she does. She gives them courage. She gives them confidence. She finds things for people to do so that they're not tempted to get back into a bad lifestyle. She is just like the most motivational person. I just respect her so much after hearing her story and how she's paying it forward to others.
So many people going through this right now in varying degrees, man. This is a case for you to maybe take a moment, listen to this. And we're not trying to get you just for clicks. It's not clickbait. But maybe something genuinely can kind of change your direction by listening to her story, knowing you're not alone and you can flip the script on it.
If you want to find out more, just text the keyword WWR. And the main thing, though, is if you know an extraordinary woman who does extraordinary things, I want to hear from you about that person, because I would love to find out more about them and feature them in Women Who Rock.
Extraordinary women doing extraordinary things. For more information on the Women Who Rock or to nominate a woman who rocks, text the WWR to 248-398-9279.
4.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan wrapping up the show this morning. We made it. We didn't drive it into a ditch, man. We're all really tired, but in a good way. Great time last night at Caesars Windsor and with Cheap Trick. They were great, as obviously. Ryan had never seen, really paid attention to Cheap Trick, and he was just staring at Rick Neal, the way Rick plays the guitar.
He was mesmerized.
Yeah. He was just watching as he's like, this dude is amazing. And the way he flips the guitar picks out there and stuff. So great dinner, great time hanging out. Everybody was exactly, you know, the joke about everyone in Canada is so polite. Dude, it's true.
It is true.
It's insanely true. They were so nice. Everybody was so nice from the time we crossed the border to the time we left this morning. So even the people at the border were fantastic, man. So thanks for that.
Quick question, though. Since we had Big Jim's Canadian Adventure, have you ever been to, like, Belize?
Oh, we're going to try that one? Hey, look, our program director just shut his door on the security camera. That's a bad sign. All right. By the way, next week, TNT was so much fun. If you haven't heard about TNT, tickets on the 20th. So next week when we're back, we'll want to do it again. We've been working over our promotions guy, our marketing master, Ben Perez.
Yeah.
Next week, Santana tickets at Pine Knob.
Wow.
Dude, summer concert with Santana. We will do that TNT, tickets on the 20s, on next week's shows. Okay, we're done. Have a safe weekend. We joke about the snow and stuff tomorrow, but honestly, it's a recurring bit. First heavy snow of the year, people get out on the roads. What happens, Aaron?
There's accidents all over the place.
Yeah, just be safe out there tomorrow. Enjoy your time together with your family and friends. We had a lot of fun last night. We're all going to go sleep in separate rooms.
Yes.
That was the only thing. They only gave us one room last night. That was kind of weird.
Stop it. Don't even go there.
And then Ryan laid at the foot of the bed like a Dalmatian. Very strange.
Just an FYI, I was not in that room with them. If that's what they did, no.
Okay. Ryan, you're my little puppy dog.
Ew.
That make you creepy?
Ew.
Hey, it took me until almost 10 o'clock to make it awkward in Big Jim's house.
Awkward moments in Big Jim's house.
Jolene's coming in next. She won't look at us, but she's coming in next.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.